Ready.
Okay. So we will call to order the Utah Department of Transportation Corridor Preservation Advisory Council. It is Tuesday, July 27th, 2021. It's 2:07 p.m., so it's a new record start time. We're scheduled to start at 2, but 2:07 might be the fastest we've actually successfully gotten underway. So I appreciate that. I think maybe we found another benefit of hybrid meetings. Before we dive into the agenda, I would like to extend a warm welcome to Rhonda Nimla, who is joining our advisory council as a new member of the Utah Transportation Commission. Does everybody know Rhonda, or would an introduction be helpful?
So I've been introducing her to everyone that came on.
Do not know
Rhonda. Oh, I think.
Oh, yes, I do. I recognize your face, Commissioner.
Best smile in the state legislature. That's all I could say.
You're muted, Commissioner.
I am muted?
No, Commissioner Mislow.
Oh. Rhonda, I think it just froze.
You're muted, Commissioner.
Okay, there we go.
Thank you. Did you want to do a quick intro,
I can do a quick intro. I'm Rhonda Menlove. I retired from a career at public and university higher education and teaching and administration at Utah State University. And my husband and I at that time had moved full-time to our home here in Garden City, Utah. So I live in Garden City. And we've served a couple missions in Russia. Lou and I have that connection to Russia, and then served in Cairo and the United Arab Emirates. I served in the Utah legislature for 10 years, representing Box Elder, Tooele, and Cache counties during my time there, and I'm delighted to be involved. I worked on transportation issues when I was in the legislature, served on a couple transportation committees, so I'm delighted to be here and looking forward to working with you.
Thank you. I apologize for putting you on the spot like that, but it's great to have you on our advisory council. Are you familiar with the Marta Del Rey Corridor Preservation Fund?
I'm learning about it. Yesterday, Jeff Gilbert did a nice job giving me some background information about that. So, yes, and I'm vaguely remembering working during my time in the legislature discussing that and the funding related.
Representative Del Rey was a true visionary. I think it was largely inspired by the Highway 89 project that is under construction. I understand in another month or so we'll have the first couple of interchanges open, so that's very exciting. But that project had more than 500 acquisitions that were required. And when we went to advertise, half of them had already been cleared through corridor preservation efforts. If you can imagine how difficult having to double the amount of acquisition work would be, and importantly, the delay that it would cause to our ability to advertise, the corridor preservation fund is really a unique tool. No other state has one that we know of. It's just a really wonderful and powerful tool, which I think we're about to see on the next phase of Mount Pima Corridor, but we've done quite a bit of corridor preservation work already. But with that, we will dive into our first item on the agenda. I'll get these documents back up for everybody else to see. Our first item is public comments, and there are no members of the public present. If anybody wants to make a public comment, you'd be welcome to. Hearing none, we will move to the pending minutes. Does everybody have an opportunity to take a look at the minutes? Because I'm sharing my screen, I can't see anybody on the camera.
Well, they're so well done, you hardly had to come to the meeting. So I don't want to make it too easy, but I certainly move for approval if you want to look at them.
We have a motion for approval. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Is there any discussion on approving the minutes? Seeing none, all in favor of approving the pending minutes, please say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Lennon, it sounds like the minutes have been approved unanimously.
Charles, I'm sorry, but who seconded that?
Ron.
Okay, great. Thank you.